Bell Ruin, Emma Graham, Book 3. Written by Martha Grimes and read by Robin Miles.
To little Scott Holland and his mom, Travis, and the way home, love, with crinkles on it.
If, as they say, some dust thrown in my eyes will keep my talk from getting overwise, I'm not the one for putting off the proof. Let it be overwhelming, off a roof and around a corner, blizzard snow for dust, and blind me to a standstill, if it must. Robert Frost, from Dust in the Eyes.
Chapter 1.
Fame will not wither her, nor custom stale her infinite variety.
Duane quoted that to me, saying it was by Shakespeare. It's really age and not fame, he said, but he changed it to suit my life. Age, he said, could hardly be a threat to someone who's 12 years old, and has been for a long time, I thought he didn't need to add. And my recent fame is the most notable thing that's happened around Spirit Lake since, well, forever. He said Shakespeare was describing Cleopatra, also famous in her time, almost as famous as I was. He was telling me this while he was under Bobby Stuck's old Studebaker. Duane is a master mechanic. I was sitting on a stack of new tires in Abel Slaw's garage. I was not supposed to be in here with the cars and tools and lifts, so I waited until Abel Slaw got on his office telephone and then came in. I've never seen anyone who could spend as much time on the telephone as him. Duane pushed out from under the Studebaker on one of those flat things with wheels and went back to looking under the hood. The trouble with all this is, I can't see his face when he's under the car, and can see only half of it when he's bent under the hood, so I can't tell if he's smiling and laughing at me inside. He can kid around a lot, and it's nearly impossible to tell if I can't see his face. I know it must seem like I've been 12 years old for a long time, but that's only because so much has been crammed into a few weeks, and I have to put in all these details, like Duane being a master mechanic, a detail I'm going to probably drop, which is what I told him.
Don't I wish?
That's Duane with his head down under the hood of the Studebaker. I want to review what's happened. Not the entire story, which you should already know if you've been paying attention at all, but just the very end, where my fame starts to assert itself. I've picked up some smart words from the newspaper articles about me. My fame is the aftermath of the crime. The crime and its aftermath. The crime was really something, blood and bullets, which happened to me, and that's the reason for its aftermath. And sometimes, I almost think it's even more important than the crime. The aftermath had reporters sitting on the porch of the Hotel Paradise, rocking in the dark green porch rockers, drinking coffee or martinis, depending on who's hosting, my mother or Lola Davidow, as if they were hotel guests who'd paid for the privilege, and asking me questions about what happened at the boathouse on Spirit Lake, and wasn't I terrified, and so forth. This is what I mean. The reporters were there for me. It was hard for my mother and Mrs. Davidow and her unfamous daughter, Reed Jane, especially Reed Jane, to believe. It was hard to believe since I'd spent my whole 12 years without getting serious attention from anyone. To see me the subject of all these newspaper stories, well, it was just too much. My mother was pleased I was famous. Lola Davidow was pleased for an occasion to break out the Gordon's gin, and Reed Jane was not pleased at all. There we were on the porch, the reporters, my mother, Mrs. Davidow, Reed Jane, and me. My brother Will was not there. He's usually not there. He spends all of his time up in the big garage with his best friend and musical genius Brown Miller, who we called Mill. Both of them making up songs and scenery for their production. My brother is too busy to care about fame, even his own, which probably says a lot about him.